The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the premier show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
The Rock says. Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I am awake.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got right now. I literally just woke up a bit at 9:08.
Well, again, as we do every week, I thank you for joining me so early on a Sunday morning for you out on the West Coast to do this episodes each and every week here on the CSPN.us. You can also find the program over on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign to get this program and all of our other reviews in your queue each and every week. So, Ms. J to the Max, we had first and foremost the NFL draft this week. Mm-hmm. And there is an interesting development that took place because there's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft and teams were jockeying around to try to maybe get their quarterback of the future to, you know, lead them into the next decade of relevance and prominence. And there's this little team called the Chicago Bears who
Andy Dalton can go ahead and pack his bags now.
Who made a significant move to move up a couple of spots to get a young man who, for some reason, I know the reason why personally, fell a bunch of draft spots. You got Josh Fields. A lot of people were thinking he was
going to
be
Justin
Fields. Josh Fields played baseball. They thought they were going to get he was going to be the number two pick coming into the college football season this year. As things
why did he drop 11 spots?
Because he can't. What defense is it? Because it's cover three. He's not very good against cover three defense.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got some vets that can help him.
And so Ohio State did a lot of manipulation of their formations and the way that they deployed their players to keep teams playing a cover four, a cover two, which he's much better at. But if you watch the game against Nebraska, go back, watch that game against Nebraska. It's like the first or second game of the year. Nebraska, Ohio State comes down, they score a touchdown right now. Nebraska comes back, they give the ball back. They pin them real deep. Mm-hmm. So when Ohio State gets the ball back the next time, Nebraska starts playing this cover three defense. Mm-hmm. And Justin Fields throws like two very questionable passes that should have got intercepted, and then they punt, and then Nebraska comes back down and they score. So when Nebraska gets the ball again, when Ohio State gets the ball again, Nebraska comes back out in their cover three defense again, but then Ohio State starts moving their players around to make them go into cover two, cover four defense that he could read, and then he starts picking them apart.
Oh, well, maybe, you know, Andy Dalton can help him since Andy Dalton will be second string now.
Well, Andy Dalton will probably start for, you know, just the beginning
I'm
of
being
the year.
Facetious.
Yeah, and then Justin Fields will take over, and then we'll see what you got.
Or, you know, Nick Foles is there. He can be the he can help him.
Now, I'm pretty sure
he ain't seeing a few.
I'm pretty sure they're about to trade Nick Foles to somebody.
Good, because he can't run. That man was getting ate up. That's the one thing I can say about Mitch Trubisky. He could run.
Yeah.
But now that they got Justin Fields, we should have drafted some more some linemen, because he needs some protection.
Well, yeah. That's always the unfortunate side of having a quote-unquote mobile quarterback. They're like, well, we can neglect the line a little bit, a couple of, you know, because, you know, he can't get out of the way. And, you know,
well,
doesn't always work out that way. RG3.
I know Patrick Mahomes got some help, got some protection because the Kansas City Chiefs drafted Trey Smith, a Tennessee Volunteer.
Okay.
And Josh Palmer, I believe, is going to the Chargers, also a Tennessee Volunteer.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. The Washington football team drafted a North Carolina Tar Heel receiver.
How did my second team do?
They did pretty good. Dallas jumped up and maybe got one of the guys that we were looking at for our first round pick. But the pick that we got, he's got potential. He only started for 1 year in college, but that's a player that we can probably mold a lot easier. Doesn't have too many bad habits to break, so that's really good. They got an offensive lineman, which they needed. Hopefully this dude works out. And then they got a bunch of secondary players in the later rounds and one more receiver. So I think they'll do okay. You know, they're trying to build up their defense and their offensive line. And then the very last thing we're going to get is a quarterback. We still might be 2 years away from getting a quarterback.
Who's your off quarterback again since they traded?
We've got Ryan Fitzpatrick now. Is gonna
oh, that's right. So starter. I got Fitz.
Yeah, Fitz Magic and sometimes Fitz Tragic.
It could go either way. Yeah. There is no in between.
Yeah, my Sundays are going to be full of just the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I'm going to have to manage my drinking.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. That's the only thing I really require is like consistency from my quarterback. I feel like it's going to be like the season where we had Rex Grossman. It's just going to be like.
Sir, we had Rex Grossman for several years.
Yeah. So you know this feeling that I'm about to tell you. I'd rather Rex Grossman go ahead and throw his two interceptions in the first quarter, get him on out the way. So the rest of the game, he would play lights out. What always made me nervous was like we'd be down and then we start coming back and we get in that fourth quarter and it's like, oh shit. Rex Grossman stats. He's got like two touchdowns. He's like 19 for 25 for like, you know, 270 yards. And it's like, but he hasn't thrown any interceptions yet. I know, it's coming. So that's the same thing I'm going to be with Fitzpatrick. I'd be like, I'd just rather you go ahead and throw your picks in the first quarter because we can still have time to recover from those instead of getting me on the edge of a great comeback and then you throw one.
Letting me down.
Right, and I have to throw something across the room and hopefully it misses my TV. That's what I don't get about people who throw things at their TV. Why do they throw the hardest things that they can find? That's why you keep...
Because they're not thinking.
That's why they're called throw pillows. It's because you can throw them at things and they don't break the things that you throw them at. Yeah. But...
I don't know, man.
But we'll go to something that won't raise my blood pressure as much because this was an excellent episode of SmackDown Matters. Miss Simi and Miss Jade to the Max are definitely getting the better end of the wrestling reviews for the last month or so between NXT and SmackDown. Me and Mo_Reese have been struggling on these Tuesdays trying to review Monday Night Raw. But SmackDown start out with Bianca Belair. Our WWE SmackDown Women's Champion coming out in the 8K with Skip belt around the waist. And she had some new accessories, these SmackDown Matters women's title door knocker earrings.
It was cute. They were cute.
Yeah. I was like, she needs to be selling those immediately. So we show a quick highlight package of Bianca Belair because, you know, she is still like the talk of, you know, the news cycles and things. She's still doing a lot of major press and major interviews after her WrestleMania win. She welcomes us to the show and then Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode interrupt.
How the rude. Audacity and the caucasity.
But before they can say much, here come the Street Profits to interrupt them. And before they get too far in what they got to say, here comes Bayley to interrupt them. So Bayley gets in the ring. She just laughs at Binky like she did a couple of weeks ago. And Binky kind of soaks it all in for a second. looks away and then turns back and slaps fire out of Bailey. That ignites a big, big brawl before our scheduled six-person tag team match. So the team of Bianca Belair and the Street Profits, they took on Bailey and Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Hot Tags brings in Dawkins to clean house. Bianca Belair like picks up Dolph Ziggler. It looks like she's about to give him the KOD, but it's kind of like a little airplane spin. But she does give the KOD to Bailey. Robert Roode hits Dawkins in the face, followed by an O'Connor roll, but he's holding the tights. Bianca Belair is like, nah, that ain't cool. So she cracks the hair whip across the back of Bobby Roode. That allows Dawkins to hit the anointment. And then here comes Montez Ford from the heavens with a little extra sauce on it. And he pins Bobby Roode. So Bianca Belair and the Street Profits are your winners.
Whoop, whoop. Montez Ford is going to hurt himself.
He almost hurt himself when he did the dive out of the ring. We had to tie his shoe to make sure he didn't, you know, really.
I saw that.
Yeah, and then in his adrenaline to try to make up for, you know, giving that little 15-second pause, he almost like went over Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Like he landed squaw on his ass, and he was like,
oh. "Yes,
yeah. Yes, yeah." But this was fun. This was a quick
good match. Way to start off SmackDown.
Right. And it did a lot to boost the programs. We already have Bailey and Bianca Belair set for WrestleMania Backlash. Looks like we're, I don't know what they're trying to do with this tag team division, because it looks like the Mysterios are setting up to be like the main challengers, but they still are doing stuff with the Street Profits too, keeping them kind of in the mix. So I don't know, but we'll see in a couple of weeks, because I got to get this card finalized a little bit more. Because Backlash is in 2 weeks.
WrestleMania Backlash. Get it right.
I don't know why they added all that extra verbiage in there. We know because, what this Backlash is.
Because people, it's too many senior citizens in the writer's room. Like, you remember that part at the end of the Kanye and Jay-Z song, In Words in Paradise?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's going to get the people going.
Right.
And then the guy's like, no, it's not. See, we're the no, it's not. And the WWE writers are like, oh, this is going to get people going. And we're just like, yeah, no.
Daniel Bryan cuts a promo. He is excited for the main event because he finally has a fair fight for the Universal title. He has made Roman Reigns tap before, and he is going to do it again. And he says when he wins, his first title defense is going to be against someone who has waited a long time for his title shot, Cesaro.
The Swiss Superman.
A laughing Seth Rollins, looking like straight up out of a comic book villain role, has a prediction for the title match tonight. He says Daniel Bryan winning would be a huge upset. And as far as Cesaro is concerned, he isn't making it past next week because he's challenging him to a match on SmackDown.
Mm. Well, let's see what happens there. Will Seth Rollins go for another swing?
Natty and Tamina, in some un-babyface-like characteristics, jump Nia and Shayna Baszler in the back before their upcoming match. Reggie, no help at all.
Reggie's useless. I don't even know why they keep him around.
So, Natalya and Tamina versus Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler in a non-title match.
The irresistible force is powerful, but look at Tamina turning the table quickly.
And a kick right to the back of the neck by Tamina. And Tamina looking to put Nia Jax away in this tag team matchup. Shayna Baszler trying to run interference.
You know, Tamina and Natalya poked the bear right there, got them all upset. Now they're coming out on top. Tamina!
Went for the splash, and Nia Jax got her knees up. Yeah. Now tag made. Here comes Shayna Baszler.
That's a lot of damage to the abdominal when you're flying down like that. Oh, and now Shayna with a knee to the head.
And the double team by the tag team champions.
Reggie and Nia out here while Shayna's trying to break the arm of Tamina.
Shayna putting the pressure on Tamina. But look at Tamina now powering Shayna up into a slam. That creates separation. That creates space. Tamina needs to make a tag.
Natalya's ready to get in there. Shayna's looking to the corner. There's nobody home, though. The tag team champs aren't on the same page again.
And here comes Natalya, dodges the knee by Shayna Baszler. Natalya, though, look at Shayna, was looking for the Kirifuda clutch. Natalya able to tear it, falls it up into that discus clothesline. Is it enough to pin Shayna Baszler? Natalya says her and Tamina have the experience. They have the hunger. They're statement makers. They're bone breakers. They're title takers.
That thing could have been flipped quickly. Nia's back in the ring after being on the side here.
Tag.
Tamina. Ooh.
Nia is down, and now Tamina going to try to climb to the top rope yet again. Reginald looking to run interference. Natalya making Reginald pay.
Taking him out. Shayna now on Natalya's back.
Shayna looking for the Kirifuda clutch. Natalya bounced over the announce table. Tamina trying to get up to the top rope again and again thwarted by not only Shayna but Nia Jax with the headbutts. And now Baszler comes in off the tag.
Tamina kind of caught in no man's land as Shayna goes up.
And Tamina able to block.
Kind of a stalemate here. Oh, no. Tamina turns it around.
Headbutt.
Big headbutt, Michael Cole.
And now Tamina up to the top rope. Baszler stunned. Can Tamina capitalize? Superfly splash. Hook of the leg on Baszler. Tamina and Natalya have defeated the tag team champions.
Here are your winners, Natalya and Tamina.
Tag team champion certainly had some stuff to figure out. Natalya and Tamina get a win. This has to catapult them up the ladder at this point.
Future women's tag team champions right there. If Vince get his SHIT together.
I don't know if you saw, if you peeped the YouTubes after these.
I saw that promo Tamina cut. I said, Paul Heyman ain't never been speechless before.
You see the way he was looking?
I said, he didn't know what to do. Then said, I ain't going to talk about it because I might piss her off.
She was like, hold on, Natty. I got this.
I love when our superstars who speak other languages cut promos in their
native
second
language.
Or native tongue. Yeah, their native tongue.
Yeah, because she got real, I guess it's her Fijian. I guess Tamina's Fijian.
She's Fijian.
Yeah, so she was addressing, this was a promo directed at Nia Jax, and she's basically like, hey, you know, I've been here a minute, you really in the scope of things just
you
got
just
here.
Got here.
And you know, you may have had a lot more success than I've had, you know, titles and things like that, but hey, I'm the one that knows what I'm doing. I, you know, saying I'm the still the head honcho when it comes to the two of us between us. And yeah, it was quite a promo from Tamina.
I love this Tamina. I'm glad. Look, we're seeing Tamina on TV every week now. Why they put her with Natty before?
Because they really never, they don't know what to do with Tamina. They've never known what to do with Tamina.
Right.
Even when
Natty linking up has been really good.
Yeah, even when she was much younger and could really, really do some things, you know, she's been around on the roster for quite a while now.
At least 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Booker T has something to say.
Don't nobody care about what Booker T has to say. You can just skip right over that. We don't care. What Stephen A say, I'm going to tell you right now. We don't care.
next week, it's going to be old school SmackDown. So
Whole week on Fox Sports.
Okay.
I thought it was just SmackDown, but it's apparently a theme for the whole week on Fox Sports.
Okay. So. All right. So I don't know if they're going to be able to find the big fist and get it down to the Thunderdome, but yeah, that's what everybody wants to see. The big fist that used to be on the entranceway for SmackDown.
Yeah. That would be dope.
Hopefully they have the old like ring apron and the old graphics, the original graphics. You know, like earlier this week, It was the like the 22-year anniversary of SmackDown debuting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That tells you just how popular The Rock was. That
they named a whole show after him.
A whole show after a phrase that he came up with out of the blue one day.
I love it.
Shinsuke Nakamura. He has a pick on who's going to win the main event. He picks Daniel Bryan, but he tells Roman Reigns if he happens to be successful, that he need he's looking for him because they got some unfinished business.
Mm. Roman got a target on his back.
Rey and Dominic Mysterio, they give their picks. They're split on Roman and Daniel Bryan, but they're more interested in how cool it would be to win the tag team titles as the first ever father-son duo to do so.
Oh, is that what they said? Because I skipped right past their promo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to do like the Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. stuff.
Aww.
Remember, like they're the only two father-son.
I know. That's so cute.
Then they went back-to-back, actually.
Oh, that would be cute, but okay.
Aleister Black talks about people looking at him and judging him because this is the nature of man. We get the animations again with Aleister Black talking about walking the halls in high school and having everyone think something about him. People cared about building their own lives on a foundation of lies. Imagine thinking that is real or falling for that. His father never fed him those dreams because the truth is that there is something horribly wrong with all of that and all of you. He could give us the keys, but he won't.
So when are we going to, they're doing all these promos for him. When are they just going to misuse him again when he gets back in the ring? We don't know.
80%. Yes, they're going to misuse him when he gets back into the ring. Well, I don't know. He's on the right show, though. He's on the show with the best, this probably second best creative team they've got put together right now. So
no, third best.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking about Raw.
Yeah, SmackDown. Sorry. Is the way that Paul broke it down when he talks about Daniel Bryan in the promo later. Yeah, he put it exactly the way it is. NXT, SmackDown, and Raw. We have a look back at Apollo Crews winning the Intercontinental title from Big E at WrestleMania with the help of Commander Aziz. Big E cuts a promo at Gorilla Position, says that he's been around the world and everyone is asking him what he's going to do to overcome Aziz. He says tonight Big E is getting his baby back, putting it in the passenger seat with the seatbelt fastened. And he named some road, I guess a highway in Tampa that they were going to be riding up and down all night.
Okay.
Now it's time for the New Day to give their picks on who's going to win the main event. Xavier Woods talks about how guys like Roman Reigns came in with everything handed to him, anointed their position, while a guy like Daniel Bryan, you know, came in with not much fanfare, not much of a future, and worked hard to get all the adulation and get to the top of the business. So Xavier Woods is picking Daniel Bryan. Kofi Kingston. Okay. Gives his prediction. Looks like he was taking his son to school. and
his wife was like, "You don't have to work tonight." Oh, okay. You can pick these kids up.
and Kofi, he's going with Roman Reigns to be victorious in the main event. Now it's time for our Intercontinental title matchup, Big E versus Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews nails a pump kick for a two count, but charges into the rock bottom out of the corner for a near fall for Big E. They head to the apron with Apollo Crews hitting the DVD on the apron, setting up the frog splash, but only getting a two count. Big E fights back up. He hits the big ending, but Commander Aziz pulls Big E to the outside of the ring, runs him into the ring post, and that is a disqualification.
Cheat.
After the match, of course, Commander Aziz and Apollo Crews, they are commencing to beat down on Big E when Kevin Owens comes down for the save. Big E and Kevin Owens, they can't quite stop Aziz, but they start getting the better of him when Sami Zayn runs in with a hell of a low kick to Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn orders Aziz to continue to beat down on Big E, who is sent to the outside. Sami... ever observant, sees the Intercontinental title laying in the corner. So he goes and picks it up. He's got that look in his face. And then Apollo Crews is like, hey, give me back my title. What you doing? Sami Zayn is like, hey, no problem. No problem, man. No problem. Here. That's what I was about to do. I ain't got no problem with you. So he gives Apollo Crews the title and he holds his arm up. And then Commander Aziz is looking at him all, sternly. He's like, hey, big man, I don't have no problem with you either. And holds his arm up. And then all of a sudden, he gets hit with a Nigerian nail from Commander Aziz.
Well, that's what he gets.
So there was no moves with Sami this week. The Miz, he makes his pick for who's going to win the main event. And y'all know who he picked because there ain't no way he picking Daniel Bryan in nothing. That's the one thing I do like about those two, whether it is on USA TV, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on their phone, they don't fuck with each other. They don't try to act like they do or nothing. Like, Sasha Banks doesn't like Alexa Bliss, but Sasha Banks is professional and will go out of her way not to say anything bad about Alexa Bliss.
They don't like each other in real life?
No, they don't.
Sasha and Alexa, I can see why. Because Sasha's great and Alexa's so I get it.
After accepting Seth Rollins' challenge for a match next week, Cesaro picks Daniel Bryan, of course, so he can win the title from him at Backlash.
You're all sooky now.
Kayla Braxton, she's outside of Roman Reigns' locker room, trying to get an interview with Paul Heyman.
Okay, Paul Heyman be cracking me up because as soon as he saw her, he rolled his eyes.
He tried to go back in.
Oh my God. Every time we see her, he's like, what do you want now, girl? What? I am tired.
He's like, I already got to sit with you for like a whole hour after this show end.
He was fed up.
Paul Heyman says he is sick of hearing about Daniel Bryan, who should have never been broken into this business, but he was. Now Daniel Bryan has had a Hall of Fame career? Yes. Is he always the ultimate underdog? Yes. Did he dominate the minor leagues? Yes. Did he graduate to the big leagues and win the title in the main event of WrestleMania? Yes. Now, did he do it one more time and defy everyone's expectations, to doctors and the surgeons who said that he could never wrestle again? Yes. Does everybody believe that he can do it one more time and defeat Roman Reigns tonight? Yes.
Maybe.
And will he do it? No. He says Daniel Bryan is done on SmackDown after tonight. This will be his final match on SmackDown. He didn't even say that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler this time either. But this was a fantastic promo.
It started out great, especially with him seeing Kayla. Oh, good God. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
We get a clip from WrestleMania 30, the Miracle on Bourbon Street, Daniel Bryan defeating Triple H and then defeating Batista.
I remember that. My mom, that was the first WrestleMania of the WWE Network. Yeah. And my mom was sitting there watching it with me. She just so happened to be in the same room as me while it was on. So she saw the first match with him and Triple H. So then she's like, okay, when is the next one? So, yeah, it's good.
This is the first WrestleCast first WrestleMania that we had our live feed for, the Mania Cast. This is the first WrestleMania of the new WrestleCast. Was WrestleMania 30. King Corbin doesn't care who wins, but he just wants Daniel Bryan gone.
King Corbin, like he was on his way to go golf.
Probably about to go grill something out on the grill.
And he was like, let me go cut this promo right quick so I can get back on with the rest of my Friday. Where are you going?
And then, man, was about 35 minutes or so left, it's time for the main event. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal title. But before we can get to the match, we have a revelation, as Roman Reigns has new music.
He had no bass like that. I mean, it got bass, but it ain't like, you know, black people, we love bass.
It's more like that Cesaro, like, epic movie music, more than, like, you know. But I guess it's as a heel, it's not supposed to get you, like, up on your feet. It's supposed to be like, oh, here comes this dude. So, I guess I saw what they were going for with that. But it's going to take a little while to get used to that.
Yeah.
It's mixed. Some people were like, they liked it. Some people were like, it sucks. Other people I didn't hate it. You. It's like, yeah, it need to have a little bit more to it because, you know, Roman.
It's just like some kind of baseline, you know, a consistent baseline. There you go.
Well, these boys were wrestling.
Yeah, they were.
Roman Reigns hits the spear for a near fall. Roman is stunned. You can't get the guillotine locked in fully because Daniel Bryan has been working on his right arm all match. So Daniel Bryan is able to take advantage of this and reverse the guillotine into the yes lock. But Roman is able to power out. He lands some heavy forearms to Daniel Bryan, knocking him loopy. And then he picks him up and plants him with the powerbomb. Reigns goes to pick Daniel Bryan up. This time he locks in the guillotine with his left arm, his healthy arm. Roman goes down to the mat, cranks it. Daniel Bryan passes out, and Roman Reigns has defended the Universal title with a clean win, and Daniel Bryan is no longer a part of SmackDown.
Oh, man.
Daniel Bryan has been banished from the Island of Relevancy.
But you know what? Daniel Bryan did what he could while he was there. He got some talent over. Cesaro. Who else? Who else did he feud with?
Kofi. Tried to do it with
Mustafa. He did what he said he was going to do.
So after the match, Roman is not done. He wants to end Daniel Bryan once and for all. He grabs two chairs, comes back to the ring, and is going to set up for the one-man concerto. When here comes Cesaro running down to save his friend. He hits Roman with some uppercuts, knocking Roman out of the ring. Hits him with a couple of more uppercuts on the outside as they begin to brawl. Roman Reigns is kind of, you know, trying to get away from him, so he rolls back in the ring. And as Cesaro gets to go back into the ring, here comes the right-hand man, Jey Uso.
And it was in that moment, I was like, where's Jay? And then, boom, boom, came out of nowhere.
Jey Uso attacks Cesaro. So Cesaro and Roman, they neutralize Cesaro. They tie him up in the ropes and make him watch as Roman gives Daniel Bryan the concerto and the sweet image of Roman Reigns holding up the Universal title over a fallen Daniel Bryan and a trapped Cesaro in the ropes is how we end this edition of SmackDown.
Woo! Sookie sookie now.
This was an awesome show. Awesome main event. A great way to enforce Roman as, hey, you know what? When he has to, and it gets nitty gritty, he don't need no help. He can win these matches clean.
Nope.
Then they did a great job of setting up Cesaro, we guess, to be the next challenger. We'll find out on Friday because, you know, we'll find out on Friday. Roman cut this Twitter promo where he's on the Stairmaster like early in the morning. And he's like, hey, putting in that work after I just got through, you know, sending Daniel Bryan away. He's like, Daniel Bryan, I did you a favor, man. He's like, I opened up a new door for you. He was like, go ahead and walk through it. He's like, because you can't come back over here. He's like on Friday, he's like, y'all gonna acknowledge me. And you gonna acknowledge me. And he's like, and I ain't talking about Daniel Bryan. He's like, I'm talking about the fans, SmackDown, my show. Y'all are gonna acknowledge me as the tribal chief. Yeah, he's like, so I'll talk to you in a few days.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this opens up a lot of possibilities for Daniel Bryan. He could come over to Raw and be the star that they need desperately. Try to kickstart some life into them. But what I hope is that he continues to do what he has been doing for the last couple of years and seeking out people to put over and elevate, but only do it in NXT. Pete Dunne has been talking all this trash for about three weeks.
About how 3 weeks. Pete Dunne been talking trash for months, but he's been going heavy on the trash talk for the last 3 weeks.
About how he's the best technical wrestler in the world. Nobody wants to face him. How, you know, if he wanted to, he could go after these titles and take these people's titles. He says he's got this whole locker room shook. He wants somebody to come prove him wrong. Give me Daniel Bryan and Pete Dunne. Man, that would be good.
That would be a good match. They need a whole hour, though. It can't be no short 20-minute. And then we want a clean win. We don't want no distraction finishes or outside interference. Yeah.
Speaking of NXT, it's time for NXT Talk with Miss J to the Max. They got my girl Toni Storm out here looking real bad, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's all good to see another young, up-and-coming, young black woman in NXT, you know, get a standout victory on her resume. But I didn't want it to be against my Toni, though.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Zoe Stark?
No, Zadaya Reimer.
Oh, that's right. Because I'm like, Zoe Stark ain't black. What is he talking about?
No,
Zadaya. She looked like she could be.
Yes. But Zadaya Reimer is the young lady who upset Toni Storm this week in NXT.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, she's getting ready to be a star in NXT. She's still a little rough around the edges, but I know she's still in training. But, and I think I read that she trained with Booker T.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Dakota Kai and Mercedes Martinez had a really good match to open up the episode of NXT with it ending in a disqualification because Raquel Gonzalez was not letting her friend lose. And she beat the crap out of Mercedes Martinez around the ring and was talking a lot of trash while she was doing it, too.
Sure was. I don't like this Latino and Latina crime.
Yo, man, Dexter Lumis, apparently out.
That's everybody's man. He out here hoeing. He everybody man. Mindy, Shotzi. I remember when what Ember say, I married these for you. These flowers not for me.
Yeah, so Indy Hartwell was heartbroken at this revelation of Dexter Lumis crushing on the women's tag team champions.
And it was funny because during the match, she was like, she was telling him to shut up. He talked too much. And I'm like, the irony, the irony.
Yes. Miss Simi picked up on that as well. She,
I was like, what is she talking about? The man don't say nothing.
she was very entertained by all of that. And then in the backdrop of that, Bronson Reed beat, Austin Theory again, so now he gets another shot at Johnny Gargano in a North American title. What else did we have going on NXT this week? It was action-packed. They had a lot of stuff going on this week. Main event, MSK and Kushida, they lost to Legado del Fantasma in a very good match. I really could see Santos Escobar getting that belt from Karrion Kross, and I would not be mad.
Clean wind is what we want.
And our man Cameron Grimes
to the moon.
Went out here to get him a Rolex, got him a nice watch. He was like, this thing even working? He's like, it's not even on TikTok. He's like, Karrion Kross would hate this. So eventually he settles on him a nice rolling. And somebody comes up behind him and is like, hey, kid, that's a nice watch, but it's not a $1 million one. And he shows him his watch, the exact same watch, but a lot more icy. And it's none other than the $1 million man,
Ted DiBiase.
And then he does the Ted DiBiase laugh, and Cameron Grimes does his Ted DiBiase. This is great.
I just like when he says to the moon. I don't know why.
Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa interrupted my men, the grizzled young veterans, and then got into an altercation with them and ripped up my man's suit. James Drake ripped the suit all up.
I didn't appreciate that because they had on very nice suits.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Shane Strickland proposed a false count anywhere next week against Leon Ruff. So it looks like we're going to get that. It should be a lot of fun. yeah, and that's pretty much the Pete Dunne promo where he goes out there and talks about what he could do if he wanted to all the champions. we know it was funny when Ember and Shotzi, they got attacked before their match against the Robert Stone brand, and Ember and Shotzi came out there, beat them down or whatever, and we're going to have like a street fight for the women's tag team titles now based on this attack. Is Aaliyah and Robert Stone grabbing the belts from the referee like, we're the champions.
We just won. It's like, no, you didn't. You did not.
And then the Bebe, Adam Cole, out here being obnoxious during this poolside interview, talking about how...
I saw that. I'm like, who is this? Is he a drug dealer now? What is he doing?
How the guy, Adam Cole, is sitting here on the telephone talking to somebody, and the dude is there for the sit-down.
He should have had the old school phone with the antenna. The Zach Morris. That would have completed the look.
And Adam Cole was like, man, they got me up here waiting to do this damn interview. And the dude was like, actually, we're waiting on you. He's like, huh? What? You waiting on me? So then, yeah, he cuts this interview about, you know, being the best in NXT and how, you know, he's still, even though he's gone through a little lull in his winning streaks, he's still the best man on the roster. And
is he though?
Talks about, you know, Kyle not being ready for the moment because it took him 4 years to even get noticed, and talking about, you know, Karrion Kross, he may be good, but he's not great. So, yeah. Mm. And then flipping out on the dude talking about, hey, man, that's not how you conduct interviews. That was not professional at all. You got me out here in this heat. He's talking about I'm out here burning up, a man wearing all black with a dress code on. Just heel stuff to the max. Did you happen to check out AEW this week?
I am a week behind on AEW.
Okay. All right. So I won't spoil.
I'm catching up though. See, I have some home projects that I need to work on today. So I was like, oh, well, today's the perfect day to catch up on AEW.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I'll just let you know, give you a heads up. Your man, Anthony Agogo, does make an appearance. So.
Good. Also found out he was married, so he's not that cute no more.
Oh, word.
Yeah, as soon as I found out they married, I'm like, ugh, he's unattractive.
Well, it was a good 2 weeks of creep casting while it lasted, huh?
It was. And then, not so fun. It's okay. But at least people know I respect marriages. Oh, he's not attractive. He's married? Uh-uh. No thanks.
Yeah, so that was all the wrestling of any interest that took place this week. Nothing took place good on Monday Night Raw. Not at all.
Look, I told you, I don't even record it anymore. I just changed it. I told YouTube TV, nope, we don't need this show anymore.
Free up,
but I do want to see what's happening with this power struggle between Danny DeVille and Adam Pearce.
Yeah, that could be like I said, they need to kind of split them up a little bit. And if they bring Sonya Deville over to Raw as kind of their full time GM, that could boost the wattage up a little bit because she does have a presence.
I would start watching Raw again because you know I love Daddy Deville.
I know you do.
I am the president of the fan club and the vice president too.
No, that would be Mota the underscore Reese.
No, he's the treasurer.
Okay, all right. All right. He's got to have a position in that cabinet, though, because you two were early adopters.
Okay. Well, he can be the vice president.
Y'all weren't feeling me when I first was like, put your hair up and square up, but it grew on y'all.
I still need to get my shirt. Either every time I go on WWE shop to buy a shirt, I then get distracted by something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there all the time. And they always got them banners screaming past to try to get your eyes focused off of what you came for. It's kind of like
Target. They need to have another sale because I'm not spending $30 on no shirt. I don't need any more t-shirts if we keep any book. I don't. That's why I'm like, oh, I want to buy this new Roman Reigns shirt, but I don't need any more t-shirts. None.
You got to represent, though, for the Samoan Dynasty.
I know. I'm about to get me a wig that's like Sonya Deville's hair.
I know that you got a lot of stuff going on, but in your extra time, you need to try to carve out some space for Young Rock. Just for the music.
Oh, I have like 10 episodes in the queue. Yeah, waiting just for me to. I'm so behind. I'm behind on Big Sky.
And the errors that they go back and forth in. It is such a.
Because it's the 80s, show. Right? No, the 70s.
It's the early 80s and the 90s. Early 90s, too.
I know. I have however many episodes are out available. That's how many I have in my queue to watch.
You got to get on that. You got to get on that. But you
know, I don't be having time. And, you know, it's about to be summer. Well, you know, it's not. It's different out here because it's not like in Chicago when it's cold outside for 7 months out of the year. So everybody just stays in the house watching TV.
They got cell phone service at the beach. You can just
When I'm at the beach, I'm like listening to the waves crash and enjoying the sand between my toes.
Oh, you're actually there to enjoy the beach and not just be like, oh, the sun is here, the sand is here, the water's way over there, and I'm gonna
I get in the water.
I'm gonna stay close to my beach chair and my drinks.
No, I get in the water. I actually don't drink when I go to the beach because then you have to use the bathroom and I don't want to use the outdoor bathrooms. And I actually get in the water and swim. I can swim. So yeah, I actually do go to enjoy the beach.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I am a beach bum.
Okay. Well, you know, when you live in the area of the country that you live in, I guess everybody becomes a beach bum at some point, right?
Yeah, you know, I was actually just sitting here looking at new swimsuits for this year that I need to buy.
Keep a lookout on the Instagram. I'm pretty sure the bikini modeling will take place.
I am not. Oh, you telling them to look out on the Instagram? Yes. No. I'm gonna give me the. I'm gonna just the close friends. I tried to set up the close friends on the Instagram. I said this is too much work. So I just gave up. It's like this is too much work. Who spends time doing this? Apparently, a lot of people do.
As we start our shout outs and thank yous, as we wrap this up, let's give a non big shout out to Twitter Spaces. Still not letting me be great.
I was wondering what happened.
My Twitter app updated. So I'm like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for over like 4 or 5 days, the new update to the Twitter app for Android. So updated it. It's like, okay, I'm pretty sure this Spaces is going to be one of the things they fix in this update. Wrong. Still can't get past the connecting screen on my Twitter Spaces. So no shout out to Twitter. Jack
or the Spaces
this week. Yes. So Miss Jason Max, I'll turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to Don and Mo for suffering through 3 hours of chaos every Monday night so that we don't have to. And shout out to the entire WrestleCast crew. Thanks for tweeting and interacting with us every week throughout the week.
I'd like to thank Miss Jade to the Max once again for joining me so early West Coast time to review an excellent episode of SmackDown Matters. Give a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonay. Please don't listen to Mo to the underscore Reese talking about raising my rent because I neglected to include Fox on my rundown of if it didn't happen on these particular stations, it don't count.
Yeah, I heard that and I felt the type of way. Just saying. Excuse you?
So it was my mind, not my heart. Shout out to Miss Simi for helping me review AEW over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Please become a patron, support the podcast, listen to all the extra content over there as well. If you're a big fan of Mo to the underscore Reese and you're on the Patreon, then you got a double shot of Mo to the underscore Reese last week as we talked about a number of things. You'll also hear us talk about some more things this week if you are a member of our Patreon page. So please subscribe to the Patreon page.
Support the podcast. All the extras.
CSPN.us is where you can find us on the web. You can also support our podcast and our website through there by clicking on the link that says keep our podcast free. You have 1 week to find something for your mother for Mother's Day. So please use the Amazon link inside of that drop down menu. Purchase something through Amazon through CSPN.us. Help keep our shows free each and every week. Shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin, Terry's Boy, Madam Lizette, Jupiter Julep, Sam, also Greg, Classic Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs, all the Wrestle Bays, Miss Laura Singh, Cammy D, Anisi, all the gorgeous ladies of the WrestleCast. We definitely appreciate you guys. Everybody who used the hashtag tags, SmackDown Matters each and every Friday night to share their commentary with color. We greatly appreciate the interactions, and we're looking forward to making that a live thing with the Twitter Spaces eventually once it gets up and running on my telephone. So look forward to that, hopefully in the next coming weeks or so. So for my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
Paul, given how close Daniel Bryan was to winning at WrestleMania.
Daniel Bryan. I'm so sick of hearing the name. Daniel Bryan should never have been broken into the sports entertainment industry. But was he? Yes. And did he have a Hall of Fame worthy career? Yes. And did Daniel Bryan always defy the odds? Yes. Was he the ultimate underdog? Yes. And did Daniel Bryan set the Pee Wee Leagues on fire with his passion and his great wrestling? Yes. And did he graduate? Did Daniel Bryan graduate to the big stage of NXT, SmackDown, and Raw? Yes. And did he achieve the ultimate? Did Daniel Bryan achieve the ultimate, becoming the champion of WWE in the main event of WrestleMania? Yes. Yes, and did Daniel Bryan once again become the miracle kid, the ultimate underdog, defy all the odds, turn back all the surgeons and the doctors' advice from a career-ending injury and make the ultimate comeback of all time in sports entertainment? Yes! And does everybody believe that Daniel Bryan will beat Roman Reigns? Yes! Do they think he's going to unseat the tribal chief? Yes! Do they think Daniel Bryan is going to then become the head of the table? Yes! But the entire WWE Universe is sitting at home right now and they're saying this is his night. This is the night that Daniel Bryan solidifies his legacy. He's the one to beat Roman Reigns. Yes. And will he do it? No! Daniel Bryan will not beat Roman Reigns. Daniel Bryan will not survive the onslaught of the tribal chief.